Capital. I'm really excited. I'm out of the studio. I'm in a beautiful trailer. This could quite possibly be the best trailer I've ever been in.
Really?
Yes, Taylor Swift.
Thanks. I had nothing to do with it. I think it's an X Factor's call.
Hey, listen, you're here for X Factor, so I had to squeeze some time with you because we love you at Capital.
Thanks.
How are you?
Things are really good. I'm great. I've been working a lot on the new album, actually, which is just making life so exciting. And then I have like a lot of stuff going on at the end of the year, lots of like award shows and things like that. So it's going to be a busy end of the year, but you know, I can't wait to get back and play my shows at O2 and see you guys again.
Can we talk about the tour that's coming? Because it's completely sold out. And the Swifties today tweeted me and said, please, please beg her to add some more dates.
Seriously?
Yeah. Is that even possible in your diary
that's
to do that?
That's so flattering. Oh, my God. I mean, we're already playing 5 shows at O2. So I don't know. They want me to play 6. That's awesome. You know, I think for me, it's going to be so exciting to bring the full production over here, because that's what I love so much about touring, is really being able to put on a spectacle. And the fact that the fans were so generous and bought tickets to 5 shows and sold those 5 shows out.
Were you surprised? Like, were you surprised when you heard?
Well, yeah, we put on 1 or 2. Mm. 1 or 2 shows for sale, and then they bought all those tickets, and then we added a third, and then they bought those, added a fourth, and then we ended up at 5. Mm. So it's mind-blowing, really, because I've been coming over here for years, and things are now, like, now it's something I'm so proud of, like this wonderful relationship I have with the fans over here, and that's why I'm coming over here more and more and more.
Good, I'm pleased. We've watched a lot of the tour on YouTube, and I've had some of the, like, I had Ellie on my show after she did the surprise spot with you, and she said, it was so lovely, she said, do you know, I was so scared, and as we were going on, Taylor was like, and she said, she just made me feel calm. And she said, when I walked up with her, because you all had the hot pants on, she was like, I just felt so short and fat next to her.
No! she looked beautiful.
She looked amazing, but she said, I felt like that. And then Selena came on the show, and Selena says, Taylor has a habit of making people feel like that. It's not her fault, but girls always feel short and fat next to you.
What? No, oh my God. These are like 2 of the prettiest people I know saying that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Ellie is amazing, and she, when she starts singing, like, I remember the effect she had on my band. Mm. They were all looking at each other like, that's really what her voice sounds like. Because when you first hear an Ellie Goulding song, you're like, oh, I wonder what effect they're using on her voice. It's like, no, that's just the way it sounds.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's been so much fun having special guests, and you know,
Jennifer Lopez
was great.
I remember you were like totally freaking out, saying how it was, I don't know which show you and Selena were watching her, and you were like, her body, and then you had her come on for you. Like, how did that feel?
Oh yeah, it was so much fun, and she's just, she like completely sets the tone. Yeah. She's so fun and so warm. I've always known her reputation was being very businesslike, mm-hmm. and like, you know, gets stuff done and is very focused. But it was really cool to meet her because she doesn't come off that way. She somehow is very warm about all of it, but then everything's really organized and like goes off without a hitch.
I had her on the show, and I was like, her bottom and everything is just how I wanted it to be. She's as perfect.
It's just how you wanted it to be.
No, because she's as perfect as she looks in those bloody videos. And you're like, how are you 40?
The skin, too.
She is stunning, like, yeah. Absolutely beautiful. I had another one of your friends in recently, Nelly. And they love you. When you're not here, they will fill me in on what's going on with you. And he was like, I said, do you know what I like about Taylor? Because there's a little bit of a ratchet side to her. And he was like, yeah, but Taylor holds it down. Taylor holds it down. So he was saying, thing is with Taylor, she knows what she's doing. None of you lot need to watch what Taylor's doing. She's a little boss.
Like, that's amazing. Oh my God, I want the audio file of that. And I want to make it my voicemail greeting.
What, that you're a little boss?
That, yeah. She holds it down.
She does.
Please leave a message.
Hey, I'm going to play You and Ed. It's an anthem. Like, we love playing it at Capital. And I want to come back, talk to you about the new single, and also about the fact that you came out on his show recently and how thrilled he was about that. Is that okay?
It's all very okay.
Cool. Taylor Swift is here at Capital looking beautiful. Ed,
yes.
I feel like we have to say thank you to you, because he's like a gem. We adore him. He's incredibly talented. But you took him under your wing. You took him on tour. And you allowed for the American public to fall in love with everything we loved about him. And you helped that journey become quicker rather than longer. And I think he would agree with that.
Thank you.
No, it's true.
That's so sweet.
When you went on stage with him, Did you have a moment where you were like, I'm so proud of him because he's like your bestie now as well?
I was almost tearing up because, you know, he introduced me and we're standing there in front of a screaming sold out Madison Square Garden crowd and they all bought tickets with his name on it. You know, like it, I was so proud of him. I think for him, success worldwide is inevitable. Like that's going to happen. He's amazing. He's talented. Mm. He's got an amazing record. But, you know, the fact that it was able to happen so quick is what I was so proud of, because, you know, we had just played, we played a stadium in New York a couple months ago, and then they put the tickets on sale for Madison Square Garden, and clearly everyone who saw us, you know, a huge percentage of them wanted to see him, mm-hmm. you know, wanted to see him when he came to Madison Square Garden, and that really shows a lot that the fans were willing to go, you know what, I want to see that guy do his own show too.
When you were there though with your guitars, I watched it on YouTube, like it was like a really beautiful, quite special moment, and I was just thinking, I bet Ed right now is crapping himself thinking, oh my god, this is insane. And you looked quite emotional too, actually.
I was definitely getting emotional because it was for him. Like, mm. I could see how happy he was. And us playing with just two guitars and a loop pedal was really fun. It was so much fun because we've performed that song a lot, but we've never performed it just acoustic. Mm-hmm. So it was a blast.
No, it was lovely. And I hope he jumps on stage with you in the UK on some of the dates.
I hope so too. He had a shirt on that said I Heart New York, and I had a shirt on that said I Heart Ed.
I know.
And the heart was a British flag.
This is the other thing. I don't know if you're aware of this. Men love you. Especially pop stars.
What?
They do. You can tell we've come off it.
No, this is good for my self-confidence. What are you talking about?
Like, all these boy bands and all these like boys that are on my show, they're always like, oh my God, she's so hot. But they're really scared to approach you. So if you're ever somewhere, they're like, we can't approach her.
Seriously?
What's the secret for them?
You're so nice right now saying that, because I know it's not true.
I wish I was. No, I wouldn't lie anyway. But trust me, they are like proper like fanboys for you. How do they get your attention?
Who are they?
There's loads. Like every boy band that I've had on my show adores you. Lawson, all four
oh,
of them.
Oh, I love Lawson.
They lust over you all the time.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
They were telling me about Jingle Bell Ball last year. They said the best moment wasn't performing at the O2, which it should have been, was you backstage and them getting to talk to you in a corridor.
Seriously?
Like, guys?
That's so nice. No one ever talks to me, so I don't.
It's because they're scared.
That's really nice.
How do they get your attention? Like, if I'm going to give them advice, because I want to help the boys out, because I do genuinely fancy you.
Well, you can always, like, come up and say hi at one of these things that we're all at together. Like, just knock on a door, though. And then just having tons of people around, like, just means that they'll come and be like, oh, hey, someone, so-and-so wants to say hi. Is that okay? And they'll be like, yeah, come say hi.
What happens after
this whole
hi,
thing
though?
Doesn't have to be so, it doesn't have to be intimidating. You know, the big security guy, like, outside, I'm like, oh, this is Greg. Like, you know, and it's so weird because I've always tried so hard just to be like a normal human being about things. I'm never going to be weird to someone who wants to come up and say hi. Mm-hmm.
Just say hi. And then hopefully I would say that if you're cute and you're Taylor's type.
Oh, my God.
Try and go for the number exchange. Right, boys, go for it. Let me know how
oh
you all get
God,
on.
Oh, my God, you're amazing. You're just hooking everything up. It's just, I'm so excited for the next thing. Like now that I've written a lot of songs for the next album, I'm dying for people to hear it. Like it's so weird to be still promoting Red, and I'm so proud of Red, and I'm creating something that's so different from Red. It's so cool because, like, I'm so appreciative of the success of Red, but I know that if I want to have success with something else, I can't make Red 2.0. Mm-hmm. I have to make something completely new, and something that if you were to hear a song from it, you'd go, oh, that's not from Red, that's from the new one. And so that's what I'm doing. And I'm so excited. There's so much that's happened in the last year and a half for me to draw inspiration from that it's really going to be very interesting.
And will you be like heart on your sleeve? Will you be talking the talk?
Well, the only time that I ever get to really express to my fans what actually happened in my life is in my music. You know, anything that they might hear is a fictionalized version of it because I don't, like, talk in depth about my personal life in interviews. I don't do any of that. So the only place for people to really understand what I went through is in my songs. And yeah. So that for me is the one common thread, the storytelling aspect, the lyrics that, you know, tell exactly what happened. You know, it's for me the one chance that I have to really have that connection with my fans that is not fictionalized.
No, I think that's good because it does they get to experience and share that with you rather than you sitting here with me, and not that I wouldn't love you to tell me everything.
But over coffee, we'll do that sometime.
Yeah, coffee and biscuits.
Yeah.
As long as you dunk. If you dunk, then we can definitely do... Yes. Maybe you should do tea and biscuits. You never come to the UK and have coffee and
biscuits. I want the whole experience.
Do you know what? You need to go to the posh hotel and have the cakes that get brought out on those different levels, tea, and you sit down and you experience it properly.
That sounds amazing.
Scones and cream and jam. Good,
that sounds perfect.
Swifties, before they batter me, can you big up all your fans? Because the only thing they wanted me to get you to say is that you love them back.
I love them so much. I love them so much. They're adorable and sweet and wonderful and creative. And, you know, I think for me, it's like the most amazing thing. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I just like go on Twitter and I look at the things that they say and the things that they... the things that are important to them. And that's what I think about when I'm making a new record. Like, what do they want? Mm-hmm. You know, that's important too. So I think that the fact that they're so kind to one another, they're kind to other fans, they're kind to me, that, I think that's what I love the most about them.
Yeah, we love you, Swifties. I want to play you a new single. I think you keep surprising people, but the most important thing in most of the songs that you've released, actually all in my opinion, is your voice and your lyrics and what you're saying. I'm about to play it on Capital right now. Before I do, talk about this man, this lovely man from Snow Patrol that you wanted to work with, and a bit about this song.
Well, Snow Patrol is one of my favorite bands, and Gary Lightbody has hands down one of my favorite voices. And I was so lucky to get to write with him for this album, and then asked him, please, 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 will you sing on this song too? And he's just the most accommodating, outgoing, wonderful person. And when you have like a musical hero and then you meet them and they're so cool,
yeah,
it's such a plus. And so, you know, getting to perform this with him on X Factor, you know, having this single out. Thank you, by the way, for playing it. That's amazing.
I can't wait to play it. I play you all the time. We love Taylor.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you so much for always taking time out. Cannot wait for your UK tour. And when the boys do come up, please exchange a number because I want to hear what happens.
Well, I mean... Are you sure though? I mean, maybe I should Dana! Just take a break from... Well, we'll see. I'll update you.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Thank you.